Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
Well, we say this every time we have this gentleman on, and it is not it's not by any means a joke. You are always a smarter football fan after you listen to Brian Billick, former Super Bowl-winning coach, NFL Network analyst. He joins us now. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Coach, how are you, man? It's always always great to catch up with you. Kind of crazy these times we live in right now, but we're really looking at the Broncos in general and look at how this is going to affect with a new offensive coordinator, new system, young quarterback, only started five games, young receiving core that, you know, they're bringing along here. Like, when you assess the Broncos and you look at all those factors, what do you think about their opportunities to really increase as an offensive football team after struggling for the last 4 years?
Yeah, well, there's great opportunity, if for no other reason, because of the changes they made, the people they've added to it. You know, their first two picks, those two wide receivers, Judy and Hamler, are certainly going to make a difference. And obviously, this is different times. You know, Mark, as you know, this, I don't know how really to approach it, and I'm not sure the coaches, there's no one you can talk to, there's no manual you can go to, say, okay, how do we do this when we have no OTAs and no preseason games. I know the players say, great, we don't have to deal with those preseason games, but this is going to be a long six-week process, and it's clearly going to change the teaching curve, and the teams that are new, whether it be new coaches, and obviously with all the young players coming in, it's going to test you, the fact that you don't have the preseason game, you don't have scrimmages, which heightens the interaction you're going to have to. You're going to have to do more hitting within your team to kind of get into football shape, get into hitting shape, and to go through these processes. So, and the fact that it was just, you know, guys reported and it's, oh, by the way, we're not going to have any preseason game. I can't imagine how many iterations of practice plans the coaches have gone through based on the ambiguity of, well, are we going to have a preseason? Are we not going to have a preseason? And when do we get the players? So it's going to be interesting to see what that teaching progression is going to be.
What would you do? I mean, you made your bones as an offensive coach. So what would you do if you were placed in this situation?
Well, my guess is that most teams, and you have a long time. That's the other challenge. 6 weeks now, and that's a long time. It's going to feel like the Bataan death march at some point, because normally you come into training camp, you got a couple weeks, you get through that, and now we get into the preseason games. At least now we're preparing for an opponent, and that breaks it up. And then we have the regular season. Well, now you have 6 weeks of basically just facing one another. My guess is that the coaches will ease into it. They'll have what kind of looks like mini OTAs to start, you know, to get the players. Because there's three types of conditioning that have to take place for your players. There's the cardiovascular, and that'll come pretty quickly. The players are probably in pretty good shape. But then there's the muscular or the football, what I call the football shape, that's the large muscle groups, you know, the hamstrings, the quads, the calves, the groins, in the dramatic movement and push and shove that you have when you play football. And you'll go through the normal soreness of that of a week or so. But then the key is getting into hitting shape. And hitting shape is very real. And so now I viewed, when I was a head coach at training camp, watching every practice, deciding how much hitting can we get away with at the end of each practice. And that's going to change a little bit, because you do, the body has to get used to the hits. And now you don't do it against other teams. You do it against each other. That increases the amount of hitting that you're actually going to have within the same team. So the coaches are going to have to be very vigilant about how much do they have to hit one another to get into hitting shape.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting you bring up the thought, because when the preseason game started, you know, you had a walkthrough the day before, a lighter practice 2 days before, a walkthrough the day before. And then if you're a starter, you're playing 7, 8 snaps, maybe 12 snaps, and you're out. It was like a day off, and then a day off after the game. There was a real recovery aspect to that, which, like, you're not going to have. Like, there's a, that is, it's interesting that just to manage that aspect of not having preseason is interesting to me.
Yeah, and I imagine coaches will take the same approach because you're clearly going to have to go at one another more than you typically do to supplant the fact that you're not going to have a scrimmage time against other teams and you're not going to have the preseason games. And just what you're talking about, Mark, you're going to have to be very vigilant and communicate with your veterans and maybe work in waves. I mean, you do have 6 weeks, so I imagine you'd kind of use the same prototype of kind of have the mini OTAs, work into a training camp mentality, and then the last 3 or 4 weeks actually prepare at a pace and work your team up to a full-on hitting session commensurate what would be like a preseason game, and then back off it for a day or so to get the recovery, to get into that rhythm, because that's what you're really trying to do at training camp. You're trying to get the players into the rhythm of the regular season, which is just what you say. You begin light, you work your way up until you get to the game, and then you have a couple days off, and then you start the whole process again. So I imagine some coaches, and I've talked to a few, that are going to take that approach where it's this build up, big hitting, and then back off a little bit. Build up, build up, build up, big hitting session, then back off a little.
Visit with Brian Billick. Brian, a lot of excitement here, understandably, about Drew Lock for what he showed in those five games. Knowing what you know about this league, what does the league have in store for him? What are they going to throw at him to test him as he settles into his first full year as a starter?
Well, the biggest, the toughest thing for Denver and for Drew Lock and new coordinator Pat Shurmur, who was a great hire. You talk about a veteran, experienced coordinator that's going to bring some, I think, stability to the offense of what they're doing there in Denver. But the biggest jump in improvement and knowledge of the game for a young player typically happens between the first and second year. I mean, you come in and it's just a blur the first year. And now you get to the off season, you can go back, go through the film and kind of process what really happened. What did you see? What did you think you saw? And kind of progress through it. Well, that's obviously been altered to a degree. I'm sure Pat Shurmur has communicated with Drew and gone over the films and done the things as best as you can virtually. But now, the next 6 weeks, it's going to be a lot about that. It's going to be a lot of time between Pat, you know, getting Drew Lock used to what Pat Shurmur wants to do, and then going back together and analyzing what happened last year and trying to see if they can build on that and that Drew can now have a better recognition of, okay, this is what I saw, this is what I thought I saw, this is what it was, and then obviously learning the new offense and continue to integrate these new players like the two new draft choices.
Real quick, concerns and things that concern you about Drew Lock going into his second year and things that excite you about Drew Lock from what you saw in last year's five starts.
Well, the good thing was, and that's all you can really hope for coming out of the rookie year, the game didn't look too big for him. Yeah, it wasn't perfect. There were times Daniel Jones was the same way in New York. There are times it looked spectacular. There are times that, oh, boy, you got a little bit to learn here, son. But for either one of them, it didn't look like the game was too big for them. And that's a good thing. So there is going to be that improvement. Certainly, there's a certain level of athleticism. It really comes down to the growth in his efficiency from the pocket. And I'm sure that's what Pat Shurmur will do. And that comes from recognizing, you know, you hear young quarterbacks all the time saying, well, the game slowed down for me. Well, it didn't physically slow down. It's just that you are seeing it much more clearly for what things really are. And so the key is going to be how quickly will the game slow down for Drew Lock. Cody has the physical skills, but and for some guys, it never slows down. It just doesn't add up. They improve to a degree, but they really just don't see the game. They don't see the whole board, so to speak. And so that's going to be the challenge as quickly as you can to see how quickly the game will slow down for Drew Lock, because teams are going to do a lot of different things and throw a lot of different looks at him, particularly with a new offense and a young group. You're going to test that group, whether it be checks at the offensive line or adjustments with the receiver and the quarterback. They're going to test you early, particularly with it being a new offense, to see how well you actually have integrated it into your system.
Coach, we got a lot of parents listening whose kids are getting ready to go back and play football, which means they got to go out and buy football equipment. Tell us about X-Tech shoulder pads.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a while. I'm really proud of my association with X-Tech, and for no, not the least of which, we're the number one team in the number one pad in the NFL right now. People like George Kittle, Matt Ryan, Saquon Barkley, colleges replete like Oregon, Auburn, USC, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and of course, available to the high schools. And the key thing right now, particularly in this age of COVID, where it's difficult, even in the pro level, these new players coming in, it's hard. You can't, you haven't been with them. You haven't been able to fit them for pads. Well, X-Tech are obviously crafted pads that we have a huge database based on our NFL and NCAA experience that we can fit a pad to a player based on age, level of play, position, injury history, height, weight, shoulder measurements. And we've had no disruption. It's 100% American made, so we have no supply issues coming from the outside. So X-Tech pads more than ever is where the young people, high school players need to be. And they go to xtechpads.com and you put in the promo code, code coach, and you get 10% off.
That's awesome. Hey, Coach, always, always great catching up. Really appreciate the work you do in the NFL and making us smarter. So we appreciate you, my friend.
That's great, guys. Stay safe.
All right. Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning coach.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.